It's Friday, May 6th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. By a wide margin, thousands of LA County workers have voted to give their union the okay to call a strike if contract talks with the county stall. The Service Employees International Union, Local 721, represents about 55,000 county workers, from parks to custodial service to public works. Their demands mirror what many other public employees have demanded: better pay, better health benefits, and guarantees that their jobs won't be handed over to private companies. The SEIU's Gilda Valdez says the county is negotiating in bad faith.
Bottom line is that they are coming to the bargaining table unprepared, dragging their feet, not providing any proposals. So this is the reason why we can call for an unfair labor practice strike, because they are breaking the law.
LA County officials say in a statement they remain hopeful of reaching what they call a fair and fiscally responsible contract. Contract talks resume Monday. This week, the County Board of Supervisors okayed a plan to keep county services running if a strike happens. Eight candidates are challenging LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva in the June 7th primary. We featured interviews with them that you can hear at laist.com/voter game plan. KPCC Civics and Democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz says one of the biggest issues is what Villanueva has done or not done about secret deputy subgroups, often referred to as deputy gangs.
It's representative of what many see as a culture problem, that there's not discipline, that deputies are in these cliques representing a culture of impunity, really. And I think when voters go to the polls, they have to ask, you know, which candidate will address this culture at the sheriff's department.
KPCC's Frank Stoltz. LA County has begun sending voters their primary election mail-in ballots. A guilty plea by video conference today in downtown LA from a 50-year-old man charged with killing seven people in 2018, including a number of unhoused men in LA and Santa Monica. Ramon Alberto Escobar was immediately sentenced to two life terms without the possibility of parole, plus 124 years to life in prison. Two of the murder charges were filed in Texas, where Escobar is accused of killing his aunt and uncle. Prosecutors say Escobar gave various reasons for the LA area killings, including that his victims irritated him. One of his attorneys says Escobar has major mental issues. A 100-acre brush fire today in Harupa Valley, where it's warm, mostly dry, and definitely windy. Hills and brush where the fire's burning. They had to evacuate the Harupa Mountains Discovery Center. It's a protest at 6:30 this evening at Lincoln Park in Long Beach after this week's news that the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade. Skylar Solomon, with the group Rise Up for Abortion Rights, says she's had sleepless nights since the draft opinion leaked, but she's fueled by the energy of protesters.
What this leak has provided all of us now is a profound opportunity to resist. It's important to remember that this is not yet law, and we now have been given the power to prevent it from becoming law by getting out into the streets.
Other protests are planned nationwide as part of a week of resistance that begins Sunday. The Netflix is a Joke Fest starts today at venues all across the LA area. More than 80 shows through Sunday, with the first one coming at 6 o'clock outside the Hollywood Palladium with comedian Patton Oswalt. KPCC's John Horn says, considering what's been in the news lately, now's a good time for some jokes.
I think you could say it makes it more vital than ever. I mean, it's certainly true for me. I need a good laugh. I took my younger son to see John Mulaney. He's stressed out about upcoming AP tests. So there's a lot of stress in the world. And I asked Margaret Cho, who is part of the festival, where she thinks comedy is right now and why it's important. And here's what she said.
I think what a comic's role in response to this is try to find hope in these seemingly hopeless situations. I think, you know, laughter is like a sudden intake of breath, which ensures the next moment of life, a sense that you can actually find a way through the despair.
And I think she's right. I mean, I certainly felt that way watching the comedians that I've seen. So yes, it certainly feels good to get away and have a good laugh.
KPCC's John Horn. He covers arts and entertainment and comedy for us. The Netflix is a Joke Fest that ends on Sunday. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.